Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's Walt Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. I apologize for the ads. I didn't realize I enabled them, and of course, but I went to listen to my podcasts from the other day. I got the ad for Amazon, and I said, "Oh shit!" So then I go to check my monetization, I guess is what they call it, and I think I've made a whole 58 cents off these ads. So what I may do is give us a run for the month of August to see how much money I accrue. And if it ain't dick, then I'm just gonna shut down the whole ad monetization thing in general, because it's, I don't want a whole bunch of ads running through my podcasts. I think I have it before, I think, well, like the settings, it has two ads, I think one before and one after. You know, all I can say is just skip through the ads for right now and we'll figure it out. So, sorry guys. But it's a lovely Monday morning and sunny out. Of course, because it's August. Or it depends where you're at in Pittsburgh. It could be raining, or you may be in your commute or taking a bus, because if you take the T that to town, I guess they're having some train derailment issues. I mean, good Lord, I mean, Kennywood's been having issues with their rides being derailed, and some people said ever since they had a new company come in and take over this amusement park, it's been hell. You know, Thomas the Train obviously went off its rails, and now the T's going off its rails. I guess when you ignore your infrastructure and focus on bike lanes, you know, those things are going to happen. Yeah, I know, I said it. Bike lanes. Because if you go to these, if you, if the story gets printed about the T being all screwed up, I'm sure there's somebody with at least one bike lane comment. Although the T is really managed by Port Authority, but hey, bike lanes. But, anyways, Pitt obviously has been busy. They picked up two more commitments. I talked about the one last podcast where I said he wasn't revealing his name, for a bit. Now he has, and so the other guy. It turns out both these guys were camp offers. The first guy is a wide receiver, Jared Wayne. He's from originally from Canada. He's going to be playing Florida this year. He's a two-star, and he's really unheard of, and supposedly he did really well in drills, especially one-on-one. He has good ball-hawking skills, although he wasn't wearing pads when they were doing all this stuff. But it's good to see Pat Narduzzi taking the Kevin Stallings route and recruiting people from Canada. Although I think we've had guys from Canada before. But he's going to go to Florida and play, and which could be bad and bad for Pitt, because if he, for one thing, if he sucks, we waste a scholarship, so that's bad. If he does really well in Florida, and say one of those bigger schools in Florida notices him, or, any southern school notices him, well, we're double screwed. But, you know, if anything, we free up a scholarship and we got plenty of other scholarships to, you know, to give. So obviously some people were alarmed by this. And I don't blame them. Because we've, you know, these last three commitments have been diamonds in the rough. And you we got scholarships, you know, in hand for later in the season. And it's, you know, we're obviously, it's obviously the feeling is we're wasting them right now. We're just handing them out just to hand them out. So the other guy committed was Mick Malone, and he's a 6'6", 280 offensive lineman from Morgantown, West Virginia. He had offers from, I guess, a bunch of FCS schools, and Dave Borbély supposedly likes this kid, liked him in drills, and loves this. Supposedly he got him basically because of his footwork. The kid plays basketball too. At least that's what Harry Becerra said on his, you know, on his Twitter feed. That's why they offered this guy. They like this footwork. And obviously, Pitt fans are very alarmed now about this, because we pretty much used our last three scholarships on diamonds in a rough, and now people are analyzing the recruiting class, saying a lot of these guys aren't really ranked. So we went from, it's amazing, this summer we went from in June having no commitments, grabbing a bunch of them and being all excited. But now, we landed some projects, and now all of a sudden the class sucks, and we're gonna re-enter the dark years like in majors too. I'm not really worried about the recruiting the guys are picking up, because the team ends up sucking, it's gonna be some people's asses. And you know, if we have to recycle, rinse, repeat, whatever, coaching staffs again, then that's what will happen. But let's not get too heavy ourselves on this. We got a season coming up, and from all of reports, the defense is going to be really, really good this year, and these guys look really good in practice. We just have to shore up the offense a little bit and see how that goes. Because obviously, backfield, we're going to be good. We're going to be strong. Concerns are the offensive line. And, of course, our receiving core. We got to have guys that got to step up. I mean, first one thing we've missed since Tyler Boyd leaving is that we miss having a guy that they can get the ball to. I mean, we had Jesterwia last year, and Part with him was he didn't have a really good quarterback situation most of the year. And not to mention, a lot of his stuff was self-inflicted as well, because when they got on the ball, he'd drop it. But he came on strong at the end of the year, as we saw, like, especially the Miami game, the Virginia Tech game. And I'm sure Texans are going to find, you know, not sure how Tyler will do in Houston, but he may pan out there as well. It just depends what situations they put him in. You know, for me, you know, as far as these kids go, they just landed. Obviously, for me, the one concern I had with the last recruit was that the kid lives in freaking Morgantown. And he couldn't garnish an offer from the local team in Morgantown. I mean, the guy couldn't even garnish an offer from Marshall. You got two D1 programs in West Virginia, and neither one want to offer him. So that's what kind of had me concerned there. But I hope I'm wrong. But I mean, we used two of our scholarships for offensive linemen on projects, and what you don't want is for these guys to, you know, to flame out and your offensive line is shit. But as far as Jared Wayne goes, playing Ford will be a good experience for him, and hopefully he's, you know, if he does really well, he's, you know, schools ignore him and ends up a Pitt. But, you know, if you watch him play, he would obviously be good in certain, especially in goal line situations when, you know, you're throwing the ball up in the air. Because, you know, that's how Larry used to do it. I mean, on goal line situations, we would just throw the ball up to Larry and he would just pull it down. So, we'll see what happens, guys. We just got to be a little patient, that's all. Camp is starting, and we're a few weeks away from, you know, from kickoff. So, let's go see how this season goes before we start trying to fire people. All right. So, we'll stick with Pitt here in this topic. Obviously, there's been, you know, over the weekend, especially Friday, there was some stuff going on with Donald Trump and LeBron James, and obviously, you know, LeBron was on CNN, and I guess they were interviewing him and about the school he opened up, and you know, LeBron had some comments about Trump, and because he wouldn't want to be in the same room as him ever. I believe is what he mentioned. I guess something along the lines of that, and how he's, you know, trying to divide people in sports. And of course, the president of the United States obviously went to Twitter and tweeted his thoughts and basically insulted the intelligence of LeBron and Don Lemon. What's crazy is what's overlooked is he really insulted Don Lemon more than he did LeBron. And people just ignored it. They focused on LeBron. Which, you know, either way, you know, Trump was more of LeBron, you know, was more of his target. So, obviously, people went nuts. And, you know, certain people just, you know, they love this stuff because it keeps their website. For some people, it keeps their websites going. And it's more to talk about. It's more outrage. But, of course, Harrison Barnes made a tweet about the whole thing. And our own Pitt basketball coach, Jeff Capel, I guess, you know, retweeted it and added a little comment. And it really wasn't much of a comment. I believe it was more of an emoji, just agreeing with Harrison Barnes. And of course, some people went nuts about it. And what's crazy is I was looking at the tweets last night. I didn't realize how out of hand this whole thing got. I mean, it went all the way to Ian Troost. As you know, he was the walk-on player who kneeled, I guess, for Pitt games. It went into his timeline. People were attacking him. And good Lord, I mean, I didn't realize how badly circulated this got. Here's the thing about it. I mean, for me, for Capel, I think what he did was pretty mild. I mean, it wasn't like he went on some sort of rant. He was just agreeing with Barnes, you know, what he was saying about LeBron, what he's doing, and you know, Capel was showing his solidarity. That's all, and it wasn't like he. You know, people were saying, you know, stick to running your program, and the thing about that is he was on Twitter. So a few minutes on Twitter isn't going to take him away from running his program. Not to mention he's trying to market to these young kids as well. So when they see Capel, when the recruits see Capel doing this stuff, they say, "Hey man, he's down. I'm definitely going to get with him." Now, people say, what if he was supporting, what if he tweeted Donald Trump? Would you think less of him? Well, it's a complex answer because given how much, I guess, negativity Trump has generated, it probably wouldn't be in his best interest to show any support for him whatsoever because, well, if he would do that, then he's obviously going to have a hard time recruiting players. Because I'm sure they're not crazy about, you know, the president himself. And we're at a point now, if your worldview doesn't match others, you know, there's obviously not, you're not going to really be in the same room with each other. You know, let alone you'll do business with people or whatnot. So, you know, for me, I wasn't, you know, hey, I just retweeted back, much love, coach. You know, I'm with them on it. But I mean, you know, that's as far as, you know, explain. I'm, you know, just like can explain about it, but I'm not going to get too deeply into it because it's, you know, I try to keep this, you know, this podcast more pit centric, more sports centric as possible. You know, if you want those type of takes, there's plenty of places you can get them. I'm just saying in a pit sense, just, you know, whether if you agree with, you know, with it or not, it's really, the whole thing is not that much to get excited over. All right, so moving on. I guess last I was on here, I talked about Urban Meyer and I guess now Ohio State's, I guess they're appointing all these administrators to do, I guess, trustees, obviously, to investigate the whole matter. And, you know, for me, I think the more this goes on, I think Myers is going to keep his job. But the thing is, if Ohio State fires him, they have to fire him with cause. Because they need a cause to fire him. Because then they'll have to pay him. But if they can't find a cause, they're going to have to buy him out. Which is like in this buy, it's like $40 million, I think. They're going to owe him. So they're going to eat a lot of money out of this. So I think they're trying to do their due diligence on this to see what, you know, trying to get the who, what, when, where, and whys of it. Because here's the thing, if they fire Meyer with cause, he's obviously going to lower up and sue. And he's going to try to get his money somehow, some way. And plus his reputation as well. So I'll be very surprised. I'll be surprised if he's gone, to be honest with you. I think they're going to keep him. And they're going to say, we did an investigation and, you know, Meyer followed, you know, proper protocols and whatnot, and we didn't find anything wrong with what he did, and we're gonna keep him on board. That's really what's gonna happen. I mean, I don't think if they keep him, I don't think this whole thing is gonna be over. I think there'll be more brewing out of it. But we'll see. Although it's a black cloud obviously hanging over Ohio State, you know, for that matter. But anyways, I guess going through some random potpourri topics. Obviously, Aaron Donald is not getting paid by the Rams, which is a bunch of crap. The guy, for what he's done for the Rams, that's a guy that they should have been negotiating with in the first place and didn't. And my guesses are banking on him getting hurt or something like that, so they get him cheap. Pay him his money, Rams. He earned it. Or trade him. Do something with him. And of course, other things I saw. I've been looking through. You know, Tom Savage obviously is with the New Orleans Saints, and I don't think Savage would last a whole lot. The games haven't started, but supposedly Savage is one of the leaders for the backup quarterback position to Drew Brees. Now, Savage signed for like $1 million. I mean, they got him really on the cheap. You know, if he would have played somewhat decent last year for the Texans, he probably would have demanded more money, but it didn't work out that way. That's a shame, but it happens. But, who knows? If he hopefully works out for him. Otherwise, he can go back to doing woodworking. You know, doing carpentry. Fun, huh? But anyways, guys, I got my 20 plus minutes in, and I got not much to talk about. So we'll see how camp goes. And of course, see how this whole Urban Meyer stuff plays out as well. So kickoff's not too far away. Held a pit. Enjoy your week, you guys.